Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the third and final podcast in our Artificial Intelligence podcast trilogy. My name is Lucy Densher-Brown. I'm a solicitor in our employment and data protection teams at Clarks Legal. Joining me today is Rebecca Dowell, who recently qualified as a solicitor in our litigation and data protection teams. Hi, everyone. In today's episode, we will be talking about how to use AI to process data safely. We've touched on this a little in our previous sessions, where we discussed inherent bias and the need for regulation where IP is being used by AI. But today, we will look more closely at the risks for businesses and the types of protections you can put into place. We will consider if companies will need to update privacy notices where they are using AI, and how to ensure that data inserted into an AI database has the proper safeguards. Rebecca, would you mind kicking off the podcast today with a little bit of background on the regulation of AI?
Of course. So, as you know, the use of AI in businesses is becoming increasingly popular. This is because AI can offer businesses a number of benefits, including automating routine tasks, which saves time, maximizes productivity, reduces the risk of human error, and drives team engagement by enabling employees to spend more time on meaningful work. So you must be thinking, well, why not, right? Why wouldn't I want to use AI to obtain those benefits for my business?
I mean, that is what I'm thinking, but I'm assuming you're about to tell me different.
Well, the benefits from AI are amazing, and there is no denying that. The use of AI has the potential to drastically alter society. It has the ability to enhance productivity of our workforces, improve our healthcare systems, and increase access to education. However...
Aha, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, you got me. Currently, AI is being used in areas beyond the scope of many regulators' remits. So effectively, it is being used, but it is not being properly controlled. Therefore, in order to fully benefit from AI, the public must have the confidence that it is being applied ethically and legally, and that our data is not being unlawfully processed.
I agree. And as we discussed last time, governments across the globe have recently begun drafting legislation and passing laws in order to regulate AI technology. For example, on the 2nd of February 2024, the EU member states unanimously reached agreement on the text of the Rules on AI, which will be known as the EU AI Act. The final draft will be adopted in April and will likely come into force in 2025 with a two-year transition period. However, here in the UK, the government is taking a slightly different approach. The UK government stated in its AI white paper published in March last year that it is using a cross-sectorial principle-based framework to increase public trust in AI and develop capabilities. More recently, the UK government also said that it believes implementing new laws now is not the best approach, and that legislating for AI will only make sense once there is better understanding of the risk that AI poses.
Yes, and that's what they have said. The UK government are now taking a more flexible approach to AI regulation compared to its EU counterparts. Now, I won't go into too much detail about the government's approach, but for those of you that are interested, I have included a link in the podcast's description to the government's response to consultation paper, which was published last month. I've also included the original paper called A Pro-Innovation Approach to AI Regulation. So if you wish to read more about that, please follow the link to the papers.
The difficulty, of course, with this flexible approach is that while the use of AI is largely unregulated, there's no framework for businesses and employers to work within to ensure that they are fulfilling their legal obligations regarding data security.
So, Lucy, would you mind now explaining how this relates to data protection and more specifically, data processing?
Yes, of course. The development and deployment of AI systems involve processing personal data. Now, with any processing of personal data, there must be a lawful basis for the processing, and this is confirmed by Article 6 of the UK GDPR. The ICO have issued guidance on this, which states you must break down and separate each distinct processing operation and identify the purpose and an appropriate lawful basis for each one in order to comply with the principle of lawfulness. It suggests businesses should
consider carefully if the AI system is necessary for the task, which AI system is most appropriate, and take a risk-based approach to the deployment of this any system. Now that we have a basis of how AI works under the UK GDPR, let's consider some of the critical issues facing AI and data security today. For businesses, data breaches are undoubtedly a significant concern. Whilst this is true outside the context of AI, with the increasing volume and sensitivity of data being processed by AI systems, the risk of breaches has never been higher.
Absolutely. And it's not just external threats that we need to worry about. Internal vulnerabilities such as inadequate access controls or insufficient employee training can also pose significant risks to data security. For those that are concerned about data breaches in particular, be sure to join me for the upcoming webinar where Louise Keenan and I will be discussing data breaches and giving some helpful guidance for employers on minimising those risks.
Speaking of internal risks, the unregulated use of AI in the workplace is another pressing issue. Many businesses are adopting AI technologies without fully understanding the implications for data security and privacy, and without providing sufficient training to employees utilizing these tools.
Indeed, the rapid deployment of AI systems without proper oversight or governance can lead to compliance failures and increase exposure to security threats. It's essential for businesses to establish clear policies and procedures governing the use of AI in the workplace to mitigate these risks.
And let's not forget about the concerns surrounding the use of generative AI. Inserting personal data into generative AI models can have significant privacy implications, as it also raises questions about consent, data ownership, and potential misuse. Let's explore this a bit more with a scenario where we encounter generative AI in our professional environment, specifically within the legal context. So, Rebecca, imagine we're tasked with drafting a legal document, such as a non-disclosure agreement or NDA, for a client. How might we utilise generative AI in this situation?
Well, traditionally, drafting legal documents like NDAs can be a time-consuming process involving a lot of manual work. Generative AI offers a potential solution by automating some aspects of the drafting process. We could input the necessary details into the generative AI system, such as the parties involved, the scope of confidentiality, and the duration of the agreement. The AI could then generate a draft NDA based on these inputs, saving us time and effort.
However, we need to be cautious when it comes to using generative AI, especially when dealing with sensitive client data. While the convenience of automating document drafting is appealing, there are significant risks associated with putting personal client data into generative AI systems. Client data, particularly sensitive information, must be handled with confidentiality and care. Putting this data into generative AI systems raises questions about how it's being used, stored, and secured. Where the AI system is a third party, it can be difficult to guarantee the security of these systems. And moreover, for UK GDPR purposes, you would need to ascertain who is the data controller in these circumstances. There's also a risk of unintended consequences. Generative AI systems learn from the data they're trained on. And if personal client data is included in the training data, there's a possibility that the generated documents could inadvertently disclose sensitive information or reveal patterns that compromise client confidentiality. At the moment, unfortunately, we do not yet understand enough about how the AI systems learn to be able to properly safeguard against this. And so these systems must be used with appropriate caution.
Exactly. So while generative AI holds promise for automating certain aspects of the legal work, we must proceed with caution, especially when it comes to handling sensitive client data. It's essential to assess the risk carefully and implement robust safeguards to protect client confidentiality and privacy.
So, how can businesses ensure the security of AI systems while complying with UK law and GDPR?
Well, it's a multifaceted approach, Lucy. Firstly, organisations must conduct a data protection impact assessment, which is also known as a DPIA,
and security risk assessments to identify potential vulnerabilities in their AI systems. This includes assessing the security of the data they collect, store, and process. This might include those problem areas we discussed above, but depending on how the AI is used in the industry, there might be other risks unique to your business. For example, a graphic design team which utilizes generative AI for, its design work may have risks of copyright infringement, which would not apply to businesses using AI only for administrative purposes.
That's right, Becca. And once vulnerabilities are identified, organizations need to implement appropriate security measures, such as encryption, access controls, and regular security audits. These measures not only enhance data security, but also demonstrate compliance with legal requirements. Additionally, one of the best steps businesses can take now to address these risks is to implement policies on appropriate use of these AI systems and to provide training to its employees on this. For many, AI systems can seem intimidating and alien. This results in a general reluctance to learn about them properly, and this misunderstanding will result in the misuse of these systems. A prudent and risk-averse business should be looking now at how to train up their employees so they can start using these systems safely and correctly before any bad habits are developed.
That's a really good point, Lucy. Luckily for our listeners, we have prepared something special to help with this. And stay tuned and we will tell you all about it at the end of the podcast. Now back to data security. The other step that businesses need to take to improve data security is to update privacy notices.
That's right, Rebecca. Organizations need to ensure transparency and accountability in how they use AI and handle data. This includes providing individuals with clear information about how their data is being used and their rights under GDPR. For most businesses, that will mean updating privacy notices to take account of the use of AI.
Absolutely. Privacy notices serve to inform individuals about how their personal data is collected, processed, and used. When updating privacy notices, businesses should clearly outline the use of AI technologies and how they affect individuals' data. This includes providing information about the types of AI systems involved, the purposes for which they are employed, and any potential risks or implications for privacy. Additionally, businesses should explain how AI-driven decisions are made and the extent to which they impact individuals. It's an essential step in ensuring that individuals are informed about how their data is being used and empowering them to make informed decisions about their privacy. By keeping privacy notices up to date, businesses can maintain trust with their customers and stakeholders in an increasingly AI-driven world. Now, before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts on AI and data security?
Just that it's an ongoing journey, Becca. As technology evolves, so do the challenges and risks associated with AI and data security. Businesses must remain vigilant and continuously assess and update their security measures, and always prioritize the protection of individuals' privacy and rights.
Wise words indeed. Well, that's almost all the time we have for today. However, before we go, we promised earlier that we would have something special for listeners to help them get a head start on AI data security. As a special promotion, we have prepared a free template policy for businesses for generative AI in the workplace. This policy contains the bones you need to regulate the use of generative AI. You will find a link to this on the podcast page. We hope you find it useful. And remember, if you would like a tailored policy for your specific needs or any advice from our team, please do reach out and we would be happy to help.
Thank you for listening to this series and keep an eye out for more exciting AI content in the future.